This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Man, just a little bit of Sting and the Police to kind of bring us into my next guest. He's one of my very good friends, and I was just talking about, I just kind of did a short little monologue about how the government is basically doing psychological operations and doing false flag attacks to take away freedom under the guise of safety, and my very good friend Luke is a very big example of that. Right now, he is on trial for participating in January 6th, and they've unfairly charged him with assaulting a police officer, amongst other charges. And I think if you know Luke, like I know him, obviously he would never want to assault a cop. So once again, they want to take away your freedom. So welcome to the show, Luke. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Alex. Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your story. I know a lot of people have seen documentaries. I know you and I have talked about it, but for the people that don't know you, Luke, give them the cliff notes of what's going on with you.
Yeah, so I attended the Stop the Steal rally with a buddy. I went out as I'm a documentary filmmaker, commercial director, and I went out there really with the intention to potentially shooting just great footage from what was an awesome day up until I arrived at the Capitol. I was there at the Ellipse for several hours, Alex, and it was kind of a what you don't see in the media. There were upwards of 2 million people there, and it was a festival, like an American festival-like atmosphere, tailgate party. A lot of people praying. I was interviewing Cuban and Chinese Americans that escaped communism, and then they were basically telling us, you know, that communism is knocking on our door. And I was actually headed back to my hotel late that afternoon, I around 3:45, and to charge my batteries. I knew nothing what had started at the Capitol. And I was approached by three different younger guys that were saying, people are dying inside the Capitol. We need patriots. And this was the first time I'd heard anything about what was going on there. But you and another friend had warned me about a potential false flag or elements of a false flag, BLM, Antifa, other provocateurs making it look like Trump supporters. So I felt called to go up there and de-escalate and pray. And I walked right up to where I ended up, the West Side Terrace, and there were some just sketchy characters, one of which was this guy walked by me and he had blood running down his face, and they were saying that there were what I believe were provocateurs saying the same thing. People are dying inside. We need patriots to push up. And there was what's called the scaffolding commander, a guy on a bullhorn saying, get your weapons and push in. But this particular guy had blood running down his face. And as I got closer, it looked like stage blood, which I've worked with in my 20 years in the film industry, and I wiped it and it was stage blood. And so I was trying to show people that there were other people that had guys that had like bandages around their head, and it looked like they just come out of a mash tit.
Let me pause you because we got to go to a break in a minute. But you're telling me you saw crisis actors. You believe you're sure that those were crisis actors? Because I mean, Ray Epps, we know that there's all kinds of agent provocateurs. But I'm saying I think it takes to a different level when they go to the crisis actors and they have the fake blood or they put on the bandage around the neck. So you, from what you experienced, you believe that you experienced actual crisis actors?
I do believe that. Just done enough castings as a commercial director, and the bandages were so over the top, and again, the blood that I literally rubbed off his face was syrupy, and it was stage blood. So I'm not saying all blood that day was fake, but I did encounter that. And as I was walking up there, they were shooting the tear gas and the projectiles into a peaceful crowd of what the medium age that day were boomers, really. There was confusion and chaos, of course, and people were pushing into this tunnel, and I'll pick it up after the break. But
You know how to go to the break. Luke, you are a filmmaker professional. You've seen him on Friday Night Lights. You've seen him on TV. You know, he's the big celebrity that they keep saying they busted on January 6th. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the Worlds, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're back with my very good friend, actor, filmmaker, Luke Coffey. I mean, Luke, you know, just for me, a young man like yourself, and I know you and I aren't necessarily kids. I know we kind of probably act like it a little bit, but I guess my point being is you're a young man, you have no criminal history, and you're facing, you know, a serious sentence. Explain to the people at home, what have they tried to come at you with? Didn't they originally offer you 5 years and 18 months? What has been your, so far with the case, what have they offered you?
Yeah, initially it was going to be a misdemeanor, and essentially I went up and was trying to prevent get in the middle of the gap between the rioters and the police. I had just seen just a pool of people fall out of the tunnel, and they had released tear gas. So I went up there as a peacemaker. Two different judges, you know, initially have released me. And, you know, because my charges didn't echo, what I actually did that day. And that was trying to de-escalate, the events and specifically what was happening in that tunnel. So I have been charged with, initially it was just 5 charges, and they've gone up to 6 charges, assault with a deadly weapon are 6 of the charges. And I picked up a crutch, put it over my head, and was saying in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, stop this. And I was hit immediately by several police and sprayed in the face, and then also hit with Roseanne Boyland, who people should know her name, was killed right next to me unknowingly. She was laying right now next to me, unconscious, being beaten by Lila Morris, who was one of the 4 cops elevated as the heroes from that day. So, yes, it's been... The first plea deal was 4 to 5 years, and it's gone down to 8 to 14 months. And I do want to go to – I plan on going to trial and fighting these charges. Originally, the FBI said it would be, if anything, a misdemeanor. And it's been elevated to assault with a deadly weapon, a crutch. I did push against the police line in a reactionary flight moment, but they all had full shields, and I pushed at waist level, and it was in a defensive mechanism because I was being hit. And that was after being up there for 30 to 45 seconds, telling the cops to stop, and including the crowd, everyone to stop. So I did 45 days in prison. I just got off home detention after 20 months here in East Texas. And I go to trial February 27th through March 4th. But I just want to echo that day I made it back to my hotel, and the perception on the TV, the narrative was that it was worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, which isn't that an insult to all the families that lost loved ones that day? I mean, it's disgusting, especially coming up on the anniversary, or we just passed the anniversary of that day. So to compare it, where there were only 4 Trump supporters that died that day, Roseanne Boylan, Ashley Babbitt, Benjamin Phillips, and Kevin Greeson. 2 gentlemen had a heart attack when there were different munitions deployed on the peaceful crowd and that hit right by them. And so they both had heart attacks. So no police died that day. Don't tell our commander in chief that, because he's telling everyone that police died that day. So it's, yeah, it's been a interesting year and a half. And I'm got a long road ahead of me, but I am planning to go to trial and fight these charges, Alex.
Yeah, you have a lot of cojones, as they say, as we say here in Texas, because, you know, I'd be a little nervous. I'm sure you are, you know, a little nervous. When you talk about the 45 days that you did, and for me, it just bugs the heck out of me because people don't realize, well, I guess I know you're a filmmaker, you're an actor, but you're a comedian, you're a goofball, you know what I mean? I mean, with all due respect, you know, you're not some sort of hardened criminal that belongs in a serious penitentiary. Like, you belong in the opposite. You belong helping people in a penitentiary, in my opinion. So I the fact that you're able to be so stoic in this time of where I would be, you know, tinkling in my pants, I really have to commend you. And I think when you watch that footage, you showed it earlier, you have such a strong connection to God, to the Creator. And go back and explain that. Didn't you feel called, you felt compelled by God to go and interject? Because like I said, you are a comedian. You're like a funny guy. You're like me. So that's what I imagine you'd want to de-escalate the situation, not make it worse, just me knowing you as a friend.
Yeah, I had absolutely no intention to make anything worse and was called. I heard the Holy Spirit say, to go stand in the gap. And it was right after, it was traumatic. The tear gas was deployed in a closed tunnel, which is against protocol, police protocol. And so the use of force was excessive that day. And, it was very obvious, you know, and, I did. So as people tumbled down, there were people underneath the pile, and there's video of me saying, stop, let's pray. And right before I ended up walking up, but I did hear God say, go stand in the gap. And all I could do was go up there and, you know, put my hands up, you know, and then I was hit and sprayed. But I was saying, we're all Americans. A family divided will not stand, that famous gospel quote and that also Lincoln said. And was immediately hit. And there was a rage that it appeared that the police had and towards, you know, the rioters. But it was very clear that I was going up there as a peacemaker. And I think video evidence will show that in trial when given the opportunity to present it in front of a jury. So I do feel without a doubt it's not a coincidence. I believe God is providential and he's allowed this. It's been very hard on all of us J6ers, how they've portrayed us in the media as domestic terrorists. Some of my own family members have bought into that narrative and can't even see the truth. They can't even hear the truth or see the video evidence that proves my story. So in my account, but, again, it was immediately I was put up on the FBI most wanted list, and it was a shock and awe campaign to come up, kind of arrest us. And I did 45 days in prison, but I did the whole time during this whole time, for anybody that's going through suffering, I felt God in my brokenness and suffering during this. And, I believe he's good in all things. And he works things all out for those who love him. And this is a battle of good versus evil, where we're seeing play out. And I just want to stand for truth. Whatever God has for me, I'm prepared and I really am at peace. God's taken away my fear, Alex. And I do want to do more comedy and go back to who I was and not being labeled as a domestic terrorist and the potential felon.
I know. And you're definitely not a domestic terrorist. I mean, I remember when they put you on that FBI most wanted list. That's the same list Osama bin Laden was on. And I mean, you know, you're like with the MAGA granny, you know, walking around the Capitol. And this is what pisses me off the most, though, Luke. is that not even the January 6th show trial and stuff, but that people like AOC, they act and they really try to play the victim like the QAnon shaman was going to walk in there with horns and decertify an election. I mean, it's just laughable. And I just went on a Capitol tour. We should be able to go walk through the Capitol. Now, I know that they were trying to do a vote and they're trying to say, oh, you're a domestic terrorist because you're trying to stop the vote. The vote would have gone through. They weren't going to able. They were not. It didn't matter. There's 20 million people there. They weren't going to be able to decertify an election because they weren't even smart enough. They wouldn't even know how to do it. So, this fake outrage by the people in charge comparing January 6th like it was some sort of terrorist attack worse than 9/11, when I remember that being one of the worst days of my life, watching my family, my mom, my dad cry, not knowing what's going to happen in the world. And they compare that to the people that died on 9/11, to the few people, American patriots that died, like Ashley Babbitt. It makes me sick, and it really makes me sick that a guy like you, we're about to go to the break, we'll wrap this up on the other end, but a guy like you that cared about our country, that knows that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes, that knows that Donald Trump went from 63 million to 81 million. That alone, from 2016 to 2020, is enough evidence to prove to me that he won the election. You knew we were robbed. You wouldn't try to do something about it. And for saying the emperor doesn't have any clothes on, now you are facing years behind bars. It's unfair. All right, we're gonna wrap this up on the other end of the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, we're back, baby. We are back in orange, not black. We're in orange today. No black for me, Primetime 99. I'm looking fresh today. You see the white, you see the pocket square. And we have a, you know, not only am I handsome, but our guest is a very handsome man, actor, filmmaker, Luke. And, you know, Luke, you know, we this whole segment, we've been so negative talking about January 6th and all your upcoming legal battles. So I want to kind of get your mind off that for a second. I don't know if you can see this picture very well, Luke, but you should be able to see these bazongas from outer space. So this is a local teacher in high school. And I know you and I went to Highland Park High School. We are fighting Scots. Could you imagine if one of our teachers tried to pull one of these scams coming in with these big old fake boobs like that? I mean, what would you do? I can't even imagine a teacher we both had, Mr. Harris. Yeah, I don't know if you had Mr. Harris, but could you imagine one of our teachers coming in with those big fake boobs like that? I would be so happy. I'd be like a kid on a field trip. I would love it.
I mean, I would be crying laughing the whole time. And I'm surprised that woodshop teacher didn't cut off his ginormous prosthetic boobs with that razor saw right there. When he was doing it, I saw the video. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, that could have easily, that could have been a cautionary tale to not wear your fake prosthesis when you're doing woodshop and teaching specifically. So, no, it's bizarre. We're living in bizarre town, USA, where this can be somehow appropriate. But I would be completely crying laughing, and there's no way I could call him Miss or whatever his pronoun that he preferred as with. I mean, I call her, you know, I'd have a different nickname for, you know, that dealt with her.
Kayla. You better call her Kayla or else you're going to be in the principal's office, Luke. You got to call her Big Kayla with the big gazongas. Okay, but you know, I know you're awake to a lot of this, and, you know, I kind of saw, like, I was just kind of speaking about it earlier, how 9/11 was like a big wake up for me. And I believe you and I have had this conversation. You know, I think the people in power, the small people that are at the top of the pyramid, you know, not just the Trilateral Commission, not just like every, you know, World Economic Forum leader, but I believe that they like to mock us. So do you think that this teacher with these big boobs like that, are they being serious? Are they just trying to mock us in some sort of political stunt? Or does this person really think they're Kayla with breasts like that?
I think that most of these people would, you know, back in the day be in an insane asylum, but the agenda is to mock God without a doubt. It's a Luciferian agenda where it turns everything upside down. Anything God says, it's complete opposite. Do as thou wilt, as the Satanic Bible says. So to make the most bizarre, have morality go completely against God's design is absolutely against their agenda. So they're definitely mocking God, mocking Christians, mocking those that have the morality and faith that tells us, that gives us a lane to drive in. And it says, hey, you can live a full life, but just stay within this lane. And, you know, now we're living in, you know, times where anything goes. You know, you can become a cat if you want to. And we are supposed to not speak up and say, well, you're not a kitty cat, meow. You're a human being. And, with that, we're not empathetic because we are not playing into their land of fiction. There's definitely an agenda where they're mocking. And if you look at every great society has fallen when they took God out of it and demorality came. And so that's what we're seeing. I mean, it happened in Rome, and it's happening here.
Well, tell me this. So, Luke, for the people that might not know, Luke was a filmmaker. He's been on Friday Night Lights. He's been on Prison Break. He's had, you know, some roles on some TV shows. And you've had experience with Hollywood. So, in your opinion, why is Hollywood so evil and satanic? And I'm sure everybody watching on InfoWars knows that, you know, Disney, all these corporations, all these media companies are basically evil. Why is Hollywood so satanic and demonic, in your opinion, Luke?
Well, because the agenda, the New World Order, I mean, you look at the power of media, and Satan, Lucifer, was the prince of the airways, and he still is the prince of the airways, and he was the god of worship. You know, he was the angel of worship. And so you see that with music industry and entertainment, that if you can control the minds, you control the people. And through propagandized media and this liberal agenda, which celebrates all things that are against God and his design and his laws, then you see a society that it's a slippery slope. It continues to fall into just where we are existing now, where, you know, those that are calling it out are they're calling out truth. We are We are lacking compassion. We are telling lies. And it's my truth now, Alex. There's not absolute truth anymore. But Hollywood has done such, the puppets in Hollywood, they have all compromised and have sold their souls, literally, I believe, to this agenda and to Satan, when it comes down to it, to be the puppets. And that includes DC, but Hollywood so much, where you have like somebody like The Rock that has 680 million followers. These are the modern day pharaohs and gods, and how they communicate with us is through the media, through the airwaves, you know, and through social media these days, where we're elevating him to this godlike status. And we've let God, the real God, the creator, fall, and we're looking at men to rescue us, or, you know, listen to what they say and how to take care of our bodies and our health. I mean, it's completely ridiculous that we let these people that have just, they have literally compromised because they want the fame and fortune that comes with it. And they get to become elites. And, you know, George Carlin says it's a small club and you're not in it. And it's we know Freemasonry and the Illuminati is all very real. And that's what's controlling this New World Order and this liberal one world agenda that is actually biblical. Prophecy coming true. Book of Revelation and Book of Daniel is playing out right in front of our eyes. They're ready for a one world religion. The mark of the beast is being set up. And so it's a wild time to be alive. But for those that believe in God, the creator, and our allegiance is to him, it's the most exciting time to be alive, I believe. I think we're going to see a great revival, I hope, in this country and across the world, because we're becoming awake to how evil our world really is. And the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he doesn't exist. But now we're seeing him not even try to hide. He's coming out and playing all over this world and not even trying to put on a cloak of disguise. So that's where we are.
It's insane. All right, we only got about 50 seconds. Explain real quick, just quickly, you know, the casting couch, Harvey Weinstein, you know, you have straight men do, gay sex, you know, for movie roles. I guess, is that just so common in Hollywood? People don't even realize, Luke, and, you know,
it's so very real. I mean, it was a known secret that Weinstein was doing that for years and years, what has been kind of hidden is the gay casting couch. You know, the day I arrived in Hollywood, they told me when I was offered the job at Warner Brothers that you need to know this town is run by a homosexual and Jewish mafia. And I believe.
Oh my gosh! Sorry, don't say that. We got to wrap it up. No, be careful what you say on InfoWars. Even here, we don't want them coming after us. Thank you, Luke.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wow, kind of a little funkier song for our last 30 minutes of the program. I just want to say it's been a pleasure going on this ride, and I know I've had a lot of my friends on, but I want to say thank you to Alex Jones so much for letting me host, but I'm just looking at this book, and my biological father, Tucker, was talking about how it is one of the New York Times bestsellers, but I want to make a big complaint. Will the production please tell Alex that we need more pictures? I can't read, all right, Alex? We need pictures. We need memes. That's the only thing is I want nude photos of Alex Jones. That's how you become a millionaire. banner is you have the nude photos book. All right, let's get back to my buddies, the one, the only, Royce and Mersh from Revenge of the Sith. They're my very good friends. They're internet commentators that, you know, they're funny guys. They've been on the show before. You've seen them before. If they were here right now, I would stab you right in your neck right now. I would stick this right in Mersh, and I would just, you know, do like that, and then I would stab you as well, Royce. Okay, welcome to the show, guys. How are you guys doing? Yeah, we're just starting off on a bad foot today. Are you guys there? I'm a little mad about you guys.
Why do I get stabbed second?
Well, no, it's just because you guys, I thought, you know, I didn't know that you guys would be kind of in a gay relationship with your chair so close. I thought it would be a little different setup. He's further than that. Oh, you guys edited it together. Okay, thank God. Thank God you guys aren't sitting that close together. Okay, we're going off the rails, guys. It's the end of the show.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're uncomfortable, like, you know, showing your appreciation to your bros?
No.
Yeah, we're just bros. No. Throwing down your bros?
There you go, bro. Is that better?
No, there we go. That's what I'm used to. No, that's what I'm used to. No, you guys are so professional. You guys work so hard. And what sucks is the reason I want to bring you guys on is, you know, Alex has been kicked off YouTube, and I know you guys have been struggling now with the censorship off YouTube, and now that you guys have had success with Rumble, you know, alternative platform. But I mean, I think Andrew Breitbart said that, and you know, he was very keen to what's happening with the internet, is that we're going to end up having to be on these internet ghettos. So do you guys feel like you're kind of now in the internet ghetto because you can't survive on the, you know, mainstream platforms that they provide us?
I mean, there is absolutely an internet ghetto, and there's actually, pretty ironically, a lot more Hispanic and brown people that are being forced into it, which is hilarious, right? Life imitates art. But no, I mean, look, I think that you're right. I think that whenever we talk about all the time, the first 90 days that we were even a show, we were on Twitch live, because that's back in the day. We used to get like 30-day bans for every strike you got. We kept getting strikes on YouTube. But here's the problem, man. Everybody always complains. Everybody complains and complains about, oh, YouTube's so bad. YouTube is bad. I know it's bad. But at the end of the day, you have to crap or get off the pot, right? Like, either go find another site and start doing something. And at least Rumble now has, you know, getting some good people, you know, some signing some nice people over there. So it's a little... Feels a little safer.
I saw my man Primetime yesterday. He was doing a show with some commie.
Yeah, with Jackson Hinkle. I think he is a MAGA communist, I think, is his whole thing. Okay, and you know, we can't even do this interview without talking with the main man. I mean, Mersh, you know, I don't even want to give these internet freaks, these internet stalkers, so we're not going to give them any clout. But I have to give you clout, though, Mersh, because you were probably the most stalked man online. For the people that are playing at home, they might not know this, but Mersh is literally, I'm telling you, they send him food to his house. They do all this crazy stuff. So, Mersh, how do you stand internet stalking? Because I get nervous. Like, you know, some Antifa drove by my house and shined a light in it. Do you get nervous of these freaks, or do you realize they're all just soy boys that couldn't even touch you if they wanted?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it's one of those things. Anything they do, it's always some like little stuff hiding in the shadows. None of them are ever really going to get close to you. And you know, if they get to, you know, if they enter my place of living, then it's going to get weird for them. But no, man, it's just, I don't care about any of that stuff, man.
They say the more popular they get, you're going to get hated on. Do you feel like that? Because honestly, I don't like it. I don't like getting hated on that much. I mean, I get hated on a lot when I go after Dan Crenshaw and I go after AOC, so I'm used to it. But it still kind of sucks. Like, what, are you numb to the hate, or does it still kind of bug you a little?
I would say I almost kind of, to a certain extent, you got to start to enjoy it, man.
Yeah.
Lean in. You know? Getting under people's skin, yeah, why not? I mean, I grew up watching the heels, man. I was a Bobby Heenan guy. You know what I mean? I'm a Ravishing Rick Rude guy, man. I want to make people boo me. It's more fun.
Yeah, and I think you do play the villain role because, you know, you are funny. I think both of you guys are really funny, and that's why they don't like you, too. It's because it's like, you know, there's so many people that want to be funny, and it's kind of like a natural thing. You know, you can try to be funny and goofy a little bit, and maybe you get lucky. But to actually have, like, timing and, you know, perception of what other stuff is funny, you know, that's kind of like, I think it's like DNA. You're just kind of born with it. So do you think that's another reason why you guys are getting targeted, because you're actually funny and you guys are actually creating a good show and you guys work your butt off?
But first off, it's funny hearing somebody like Alex be like, man, people are going after you. Man, I can't log onto the internet, bro, without like the half the internet one day is like, Alex is actually a hero. And then the same people like, he went a little far with the warmonger. I don't know who should have picked on the warmonger so much.
Yeah,
so,
he was in the military. You're not allowed to criticize him ever now. That's yeah, the rule.
That's how it goes. No, but the problem is, man, it's like there's no way you could look at going into what we do, right, and go like, people are going to hate you. If you're good at it, they're going to hate you. It's why now they're going to sue DeSantis, but they didn't try to sue any or go after criminally any other of the governors that were doing it first, but because he's a threat. You always go after the people that you're the most imminent threat. People are you trend every time you do something. They don't have anybody that does that unless it's a Lincoln Project and it's a kid toucher.
Yeah, no, you're right. And this is the other thing is this is why the, another reason why I like you guys is like I don't like how they label, oh, you're alt-right, you're super conservative. I think you guys are the same way. You guys aren't these ultra, you know, conservative people. And that's what I think the majority of people are. We're populists, like Alex Jones. We're on his network. You know, he's a populist. There's a time when he would go after George Bush way harder than he probably went after Obama sometimes, you know, in certain examples. So we're anti-establishment guys. So how do we defeat the establishment, Merce? You know 9/11 was a joke. I know I've heard you talk about it, but in your opinion, how do we defeat the establishment?
In some ways, the funniest joke. No, I will say this. In 2017, when we read an SPLC article that labeled me and Royce, and I quote, hardcore white supremacists, I checked out. I just checked out mentally. I was like, at that point, it's like the same way when they call Tucker racist. And I'm like, I've never heard him say a single racist thing in my life. But it's just like you said, we're more populists and, they tried the racist angle and then they tried the Nazi angle and then they tried the transphobic, homophobic angle. And it's like, just call me whatever you want, man. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, the names lose their power, don't they?
Well, at the very beginning of it, going off with Mercer, at the very beginning of it, when that article hit, it was both of us were like, what the hell? This is weak. This is the very beginning of what we're doing. This, we're like, what is this? And now if it were to happen, you're like, yeah, I don't care. And you just keep moving because
you
at
would
the
tweet
end of the day,
it. Royce, you would tweet
yeah,
it. Every day.
I would tweet shot and be like, hey, another white supremacist. And it's like, when that happened, Alex, you'll laugh. I called my mom, super Cuban. Yeah. And I go, hey, mom. According to the SPLC, I'm a hardcore white supremacist. And she started howling, laughing so loud that Merce heard her over the phone line. They're like, you're a what? I'm like, I don't know, man. And
that was at first when we were still like, this is not funny.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is not
this
funny.
Sucks.
You know what I mean? And then after a few days, you're like, this is just
this
clown shoes.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, we got in trouble. We got in trouble because we were doing basically something that Sacha Baron Cohen would have done. We were just kind of lightly trolling some boomers there, making them say edgy stuff. That's it. And of course, it was like, oh, really? Okay, look at them trying to infiltrate these alt-right Trumpers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they want to paint you.
It was an old QAnon boomer, and he went on and he was basically being like, all right, yeah, like he was doing the bit like he was media and basically being like, but you're a Nazi, though.
But
right?
You're a Nazi,
like,
right? I was
like,
trying to make
we're also
them.
Like all about white people. And she's like, no, not at all. Just, I believe that, you know, we have questions about the government. He's like, all right, but in the, literally his bit was, but it, like, in solidarity, right?
Yeah.
In the spirit of unity, right? Can you give us a couple? Like, he was just getting her to say these dog whistles. It was a joke. It was like the whole bit being like, hey, we're unifying. But like white people, right? It was a bit.
It was a joke. And yeah.
So. Well, we got to go to the break. We got 30 seconds. But I'll be honest, you know, now, luckily, I don't have to sell cars anymore. But the white customers were the worst to deal with. But hey, what does that say? What does that have to say to me? Is that racist? Is that racist? I don't know. They asked the most questions. Okay, on the other side of the break, we're going to get into the geopolitical conflicts of this day and age, and we're going to get Royce and Mersh's astute observations of what's going on in the world today. We'll see you guys here shortly.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Music today. It's like we're, it's like an episode, or it's like the movie Austin Powers, The Man Who Shagged Me. And that's what I feel like. And when I see these, I don't know if you guys have seen this teacher with these delicious milkers on here, these Nancy Pelosi things right here. But it reminds me of one of my favorite characters from Austin Powers, Alata Vagina. Can you say that? Can you say that? Are we allowed to say vagina? Can I get somebody in the, is that a green light, red light? Is that is an okay word. Okay, well, I didn't know. I've never said it. I've never seen one. Maybe one day I'll be lucky like Mersh and I'll get to go inside one. I've heard they're very warm, like an apple pie. Welcome to the show.
You know what's funny about that photo? You know what's funny about that photo, Alex, of that teacher? You want to laugh? You know the first person to post that on Twitter was me, and you know the video of that was me, and you know how we found that video?
Because I know the websites you go to are really weird, and if we saw your search history, that's why you found it. Okay, I'm kidding.
Well, yes, kind of, but it was our producer, Virgie, who was on the toilet on 4chan. He goes, have you seen this? It's a deleted thread. So he downloaded the videos, and then I'm like, we got to post these. We have to post these now.
Dude.
And
wait. So you guys have 4chan producers. That's why you guys show is so good. You guys are content farming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an old Epsler, as they say.
What does that mean? The F he's a reformed homosexual. Did he go to one of those camps? They turned him straight. Mike Pence actually turned me straight. I was a homosexual, and then I went to summer camp with Mike Pence, and now I'm straight.
I believe the radio-friendly version would have been like an old head.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Old head, queen, or whatever you say. Yeah, I mean, you know, guys, there's a lot of people in the closet. What did you guys think about the conspiracy? Because I know we're on InfoWars. You guys ever see the little Wayne kissing Birdman? Like, what do you guys think about the buck breaking, how they always put the popular, you know, black actor or comedian in a dress? What do you guys think about that?
I do think there's an element to it. For sure, but I think that I don't think it's a black thing. I think it's just a Hollywood thing. I think they just like to humiliate their stars. But I don't know. I don't like to use the term buck breaking because that's a Tariq Nasheed term, and Tariq Nasheed made like a 2-hour documentary about why white men are beaming gay thoughts into his head, and it was the weirdest documentary ever. It's just 2 hours of Tariq Nasheed going, "Yeah, man, like, how come I'm always, you know, thinking about what's in my homie's pants, huh? I don't know, man. Don't you get mad when white people make you feel gay?" And like his friends are like, "Nah, man.
I don't ever feel gay.
And he's like, "Right. Oh, okay. So you ain't trying to hug all up on your homies, right? Okay. Right. It's the white men doing this to us." And they're like, "I don't want to have sex with my homies."
Well, who's a better representation, Tariq Nasheed or Talcum X of the Black Power movement?
Well, Tariq Nasheed, because he's actually black, I would argue.
Well, okay, are we come to a consensus that Talcum X has no African American in him whatsoever? Is that what we've come to? Well, zero?
His parents are easily seen.
I always say, "You're white, sue me if I'm lying." Then prove, you have to prove to me you're not. Because I'm sorry, but I knew a lot of white kids with haircuts like that. Of course I knew them. Mersh was one of them when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. He knows.
I had that six Caesar do.
But Mersh, you are part black, though, right? Isn't that correct? Aren't you a quarter? Like quarter?
Mean Irish, yes.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basically the same thing.
I'm 100% Irish, so I'm about 25% black.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay, so you guys are big fans of the show, and, you know, we got to wrap things up here in the next, like, 5 minutes. But will you guys see Alex is facing another freaking court case in Connecticut, another civil case? Are they ever going to let the man breathe? What do you guys think is going to happen with Alex and all this constant litigation? Like, have they beaten the horse to death yet?
I think they're just trying to make an example out of him. I don't even think it's, like, at this point, I don't even think it's, like, oh, we hate Alex on a personal level. But this is, like, you know, shooting a disloyal lieutenant in the head in front of all the other lieutenant. Like, they're really trying to string them up, and in a very brutal way, so that anyone who even thinks about trying to run any independent media or have an opinion about things will think twice. That's what I think.
Royce, I kind of want to, you know, ask your opinion. You know, one of my favorite hashtags is Alex Jones was right. Could he be so right about all this stuff and nobody notices? I guess my point being is, like, set an adult death syndrome. That's the elephant in the room. I can see, oh, nobody's going to notice that. They're going to say climate change. But will people ever notice that Alex Jones was, maybe he was wrong about one thing, but he's been right about the majority of this stuff, and he's been able to basically, you know, forecast it before anybody else?
Well, not to get too esoteric, but at the end of the day, how's history going to judge it? History's going to think that he was a crazy person because that's the narrative that they want it to be. But in reality, not only is he right about a couple things, like it's the level of the amount of things the guy's been right about and totally on the nose. And remember something, they loved this guy. They loved Alex. He was in movies. He was in those very Hollywood movies all the time. It wasn't until he goes, "Hey, this Trump guy doesn't like these people." That's all it took. And it was like, "Well, Sandy Hook, sir." Mind you, they never cared about Alex Jones's 9/11 conspiracies. That's all fine. Who cares? But because you can't sue a guy for 9/11 conspiracies, you can't sue him for Sandy Hook. Because it's more sensational. Do I think he's right? Yes. Do I think more people think he's right? Yes. But are you ever going to be allowed to say it online? I don't know.
You mean all of Alex's crazy 9/11 theories that he had in July of 2001?
Yeah, I mean, basically before it all happened. I mean,
there's basically going to be an attack. It's going to be at the towers. They're going to use planes. I already got the names of the guys. I've tried to tell everybody. Nobody's listening to me, dude.
And your fear. And by the way, Alex, I want to say something. You are fearless, dude. Considering that now you're being you're pushed up there, you're at the top, and you're still posting base 9/11 memes. Your 9/11 memes.
Oh, shut up! Yeah, right. If people don't realize 9/11, I mean the Pentagon, they don't even give us any frames of the freaking planes. It's like, come on, that's common sense. So who, you know, and I know that you guys have called down to Opie and Anthony, you guys, but who are your? We got to wrap things up. We only got about 3 minutes. Who are your guys broadcasting idols? Like mine is Alex Jones, like and Tucker Carlson. You know, I'm their like offspring. Who is it? Kind of similar for you guys?
I mean, Merce has been the Alex back in the
yeah. Longest. I've been like a 20-year Alex. Alex is my internet dad. The way you look at Tucker is your internet dad, or it's your real dad. And then I would say on the broadcasting side, you and I would agree, probably like Ron Bennington.
Ron Bennington from Ron and Fez. I mean, that guy is probably the best in the biz, in my opinion. Yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's like, you know, we got to wrap things up. I keep saying that, but I just, people don't realize how hard it is, even though I know now you guys have, you know, you're getting more producers, you guys now on your show. It sounds like you have like 20 people to work on it. But my point being is when you press live, you press record, it's hard to do it. You guys are consistent, and that consistency is key. People don't want to be consistent, and that's why you guys are successful, and that's why I know that nothing's going to stop you from being even more successful in the future as long as you stay consistent because your audience knows that you're always there to make them laugh or make them, you know, look at it in a, you know, kind of a weird light, because I know you guys are both oddballs like myself. Okay, so tell everybody, where can they find you, and what is, like, you know, the kind of to wrap things up, where is the direction of our country going in these midterms, if you can wrap that up in, like, a minute?
Go to Rumble and search for Avenger the Sister. That's where I want. We're everywhere. We're on every site, but Rumble, just search there. Find our stuff, and you'll find our Patreon through that and all that stuff. And quick, where's our country heading? I don't know, man.
Pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes on windows and reinforced elections. And if you don't believe it, you go to a re-education trans camp.
Well, speaking of pizza, I don't get to come on this show, and we're not going to talk about pizza without talking about Pizza Gate and people like John Podesta talking about these people trafficking children on the Lolita Express 26 times. Bill Clinton has got no Secret Service on it. And let me tell you something. You guys, if you use the New World Order, you guys try to come at me. I got a knife, and I'm sticking this in every globalist neck. Alex, and I'm cutting your throat to all the globalists. I'm Primetime 99, Alistair. And I just want the world to know that nothing can stop me. And I'm taking this place for hostage. The crew, you guys all work for me now. And we're going after the globalists. You see this? Yes, I'm going to get a little liposuction. And I'll look better in a few months. So this is what we have to do. This is how we win the culture war. Is we go out and we buy a knife. We rip off our clothes so they cannot grab us. Because if we have clothes on, that makes us more susceptible to the predators. And we go from the prey to the predator. Primetime 99 stuff. I do not want freaking Jeffrey Epstein hanging out with Hillary Clinton or hanging out on the Lolita Express. Ghislaine Maxwell sleeping with literal children. The Queen, whose best friends are Jimmy Savile and her own son, Prince Andrew, is doggy styling teenagers. We cannot stand for this. I'm going to continue fighting. If you're watching this, grab your knife, start fighting, start stabbing. If you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. So thank you to my hero, Alex Jones. Thank you to the crew. I'm Primetime 99, Alistair. I'm on the grind all the time. And I just want to say I love you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get some of this brain force. I'm on so much of it, my brain stopped working. I love you guys. Royce, Merce, you guys are the best. Alex will be back very soon. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.